Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. On this episode, my wife and I, we talk about el buenos días. Why it's a little confusing at times, determine whether I should say hi to somebody, or if I should just leave them alone. Cultures make a difference, and that's what we're discussing today, and I really hope you enjoy this episode. Días.
Buenos días.
You see, it really is a lot easier to say buenos días to you. Probably porque me caes bien un poquito. Mm-hmm. But babe, and for those who don't know, my wife is here with me.
Hello.
The reason why I'm talking about buenos días is because for me, it was kind of stressful. It really was. For you, was it?
Not really. I mean, I wasn't beaten.
A mí sí. Yeah. A mí sí me pegaban. But okay, for me it was stressful because when I lived in Mex, I said, montón. They really, like, that was the culture, you know? Donde sea que iba, that was, hola, buenos días, buenas tardes. And then when I grew up here, I kind of expected it, pero it wasn't the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I never lived in Mexico, so... It was kind of hard, but growing up with Mexican parents, but my dad knew English. My dad went to high school here, and he went to college here, but my mom didn't. My mom was a stay-at-home mom and doesn't speak English.
Yeah, she's like super Mexican.
She's mom, super, ¿verdad? Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Mexican. So it was different. Yes, nos inculcaba que teníamos que decir buenos días and saludar whenever an elderly person or somebody older than us would come around, especially the grandparents.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, her dad, I never met her mom, but her dad. But at the same time, my dad was more laxed because... He was kind of more...
Más gringo.
Yeah, you know him.
Sí, tu dad rockero, right? Yeah, no, sí, pero like, mi mom, and that's the funny thing, like, oh, she'll swear to God que es de Long Beach, mi madre, no? Pero she's not. It's the Mex, mi mom, whether she wants to admit it or not, es otro. Now, that's another story for a later episode. Pero mi mom, no sé si era porque vivíamos en México, y no sé por qué si en México como que dominaba más el... Saludarse se inculcó más en mí, like to the point where I would see a human and I'm running up to them and saying hi.
Yeah.
So como que se me pegó, even though I was there for just maybe 3-4 years, pero it really stayed with me. Y tu mom is like la super más mexicanota que he visto en mi vida.
Oh no, she's
like el molcajete y todo el show, like everything. Like, didn't she tell you guys to be that respectful to that level? Or quien mandaba when it came to setting the manners?
My mom.
Tu mom?
Yeah, she was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad always worked, so... La que nos decía, saluden, or, you know, dale el asiento, or el pase a la señora, a la viejita, o el viejito, it was my mom. And we listened, you know, we listened. But again, with that whole... My dad was much more about communication instead of like chancladas. You know, a nosotras nunca nos pegaron.
A mí sí. Y ahí está la diferencia. Yeah. Now, you see, now for those who are listening thinking, okay, what's the big deal? Let me explain what the big deal is. In Mexico, everybody says hi to each other. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we think about. But as soon as we come to the stateside, people are more in their own rollo.
Nobody knows who their neighbors are.
No. And I can confirm, like, I have no idea who my neighbors are ahorita. And they're probably Mexican también. But we have the culture here, la Americana, que cada quien está en su propia onda. Yeah. So it's the weirdest thing. Even with other Mexicans que viven aquí en la área, tienen esa cultura de que están en su rollo, so no te saludan si te ven necesariamente. But because we live in a border town, we go south of the border, you know, 20 minutes away, y cambia todo.
Yeah.
You know? So, entonces, el dilema para mí es, si veo a un mexicano o a otra persona, what do I do? ¿Le digo hi o no? ¿Qué onda?
Well, it's because I think like if you say hi to somebody, even if they're Hispanic and they're living in the United States, they're like,
okay,
que mi totero, you know?
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone, or, you know, que quiere. But if, you know, si no saludas a alguien who is expecting a hello, it's like chamaco rosero, you know?
Uh-huh. So, and that's how I feel. I feel like, especially like the older Mexicans, right? Yeah. Las doñitas. I feel yeah. que, like, si no las saludo, I failed como mexicano. Like, I failed la raza. I failed la patria. I failed el mundo. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a horrible human. Like, que me creo. This is why people hate millennials. Like, todo. Like, all that encapsulates. And then I have the PTSD de mi madre cuando me pegaba. Y me decía, no seas grosero. Like, I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the flip side, I've done it. Que voy y le digo, hola, buenos días.
And you're like, don't talk to me.
Ajá, ¿no te ha pasado eso?
Yes.
What do you mean? A ver. You've never gone up to a person and be like, oh, hey, and... y como que se quedan like... Huh?
Well, one time in high school, I was walking from my house to the bus stop. And there's a park in between, so I had to walk to the park. And usually, like, elderly people were already... on their fifth lap, you know, getting their morning exercise or walking their dogs. Uh-huh. And I saw a lady walking towards me and I was walking towards her and we make eye contact.
Ooh, automatic.
And, you know, your initial instinct, because uh-huh. she's older, is to say, buenos días.
¿Y qué pasó?
She kind of was like taken back. She like was shook and stuttered and mumbled buenos días back.
Porque no se esperaba eso de parte de ti.
No, I must have been like 16.
Okay, and let the record show. Vivías en Estados Unidos, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. So.
And I'm sure a bunch of other kids passed by and nobody said hi to her.
Because no sé, aquí no se ve. Aunque somos hispanos, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Aunque tal vez nuestros parents nos criaron de que seamos respetuosos. Just because we're on this side of the border, the culture does change a little bit. Mm-hmm. Which again, adds... For me, de perdida, por lo menos por mí, adds to the confusion. ¿Saludo a este vato o qué onda? You know, like, what do I do? Because I've had both experiences. Either they're shook, either they're like, me mandan por un tubo, you know? Because, like, I have habido veces que, like, this is running through my mind and, like, I'm sweating and I'm just, like, praying to God, like, give me insight. Do I say hi to this person? Y luego ni me escucha, you know? Like, no sé.
I think that the older people that live here are just so over it now that they don't expect it anymore. That's why they don't care.
Bienvenidos plebes mugrosos, ni me van a saludar, que se pudran.
Mm-hmm.
Jokes on them, though. Se están pudriendo ellos primero, right? But what does that leave us? Like, you know, now we're going to grow up, right? We're getting old. Smokes, man. So what should we expect from these dang kids and other people?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of Hispanics having babies. And they... Whoever has strong... I think because my mom has very strong cultural, you know...
Roots, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That if I had kids, I would pass that down to my kids. Not everything... But the mannerisms and the courtesy, you don't see that in kids now, all kids. But those who do, now I'm at an age where kids will say usted to me.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's a whole other ordeal.
That's a whole other episode.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, oh, now as an adult, it feels nice that they say buenos días, buenas tardes, you know, hola.
Wait, pero again, kind of like me lleva al mismo punto, like. Hay otras madres, ¿verdad? Y gente que ya a nuestra edad están siendo, they're becoming parents. And they're going to teach the same culture or of respect to their children.
Mm-hmm.
Pero van a crecer ellos en el mismo ambiente de que, bueno, pues, o sea, me crearon ser respetuoso, pero no está realmente sirviendo aquí. In the sense that people don't really expect an acknowledgement.
And, you know, you see that because, you know, our nephews.
Yeah. They're super gringo.
Super. They don't know what a raspado is, you know?
What do they call a raspado?
She said a snow cone, and I wanted to beat her.
Están mal. Están mal. Pero again, ¿verdad? That's the dilemma, because we were raised to be respectful, right? That's what, for Hispanics,
yeah,
that's what respect is.
Yeah.
You see a person, especially if they're older, and you say, buenos días. Mm-hmm. Pero because the response hasn't been there, mm-hmm, at least living here
and stateside. It's not valued in American culture.
Not really. You know, it's like here in American culture, we love our privacy.
Yeah.
And we grew up thinking, oh, our privacy is our privacy. Our business is our business. Mm-hmm. So leave me alone. Especially when we went to New York. How was it there? We were seeing thousands of people in a space, cramped space that we've never really experienced before because we're not from big cities in that sense. First of all, I couldn't say hi to everybody. I got tired, you know? Se me fue el aire, you know? Like, I was, like, saying hi left and right, que, like, me marié. But not only that, like, they weren't saying hi back. They were not having it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Hispanics there.
It's just that American culture.
Yeah.
Where it's obviously they do have their mannerisms, right? Their respectful mannerisms.
To an extent,
yeah. To an extent, like, obviously they still do the whole thing. Like, if an elderly walks in, you... Le cede ese lugar.
Right, or if some dummy's about to cross the jaywalk and they're about to get ran over, they'll pull you and
oh, they the love sidewalk. The whole let's cross the old lady, you know? They have their things, but it's not as...
Although what I do love from New Yorkers, I love the fact that they'll explain directions to you, mostly because you're going to inconvenience them more if you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
So like, where are you going? You know, te dicen. Pero más que nada, for their own guilty reasons, which is fine. I'm totally okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not something that they have.
No.
Like the Hispanic culture has.
And even though Hispanics grew up with that culture, when you're living here, en este lado de la frontera, mm-hmm, es diferente. It just really is. Yo, man, maybe that's like the consequence of the American dream, you know? You're so focused on the dream that you forget people around you. Yo, that's deep. Facts, homie. Okay, hablando de eso entonces, so I'm not crazy feeling this way.
No.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. So what do we do from there? Is there a solution to this? Is there an answer to this? Or am I just overthinking it at this point?
Well, I think at a certain point, you know, those who still value that are going to pass it down.
Uh-huh.
And those who don't have that same structure, it's not that they're bad parents or that, you know, they're not Mexican enough. It's just sometimes it works best for their family.
Eso sí.
So.
Y creo que the biggest place, y hablando un poquito de eso, value and the family, the biggest place where I saw a disconnect de saludando a las personas was definitely in bigger cities. So maybe it's not even, maybe es una mezcla, es una cosa de cultura.
Yeah.
Pero encima de eso, es una mezcla de que la vibra que hay in bigger cities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because in rural towns, people still say hi to each other.
And I think we're just so close to the border that we're never going to completely lose that.
We're not, you know. Pero even in small towns and small Hispanic towns, no se compara. Like, as soon as you go south of the border, everyone there is more together, you know. Y hemos visto de diferentes culturas hispanas.
Mm-hmm.
Los mexicanos son muy, muy cercanos, pero los dominicanos y los puertorriqueños... So mass, you know?
Yeah, they are.
So I think it's just that thing of kind of saying hi to everybody here. I think in the U.S., it's kind of seen like going an extra mile.
Yeah.
Where anywhere else in the country south of the border, right? Hispanic speaking.
It's expected.
It's expected, you know? Pero creo que pues yo no me lo voy a seguir for what I've known. I'll just kind of be going around that same... Going about it the same way.
I think you pick and choose, to be honest.
You kind of have to pick a vibe now.
You have to pick the person you're going to say hi to.
You see how much thought it goes into it? Cuando antes era automáticamente.
If that little old lady walks in and you can just tell that she just finished her shift at El Empaque.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's just hardcore.
Hasta la jeta.
Yeah, like she's got the eagle, you know, and the nopal right here. You better say good morning.
You better say it,
better
man.
Say hi.
Porque no vas a ser encima sí. de todo el trabajo que hizo un grosero on top of
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? So I think, yeah, you're right. There is a premeditation. If our eyes meet two times, three times and give you half a smile, you have to.
If I'm at Walmart.
No? What about at the gym?
No.
No? No, no buenos dias at the gym?
No, they're all my age.
While I'm flexing? Buenos dias? Kind of?
No.
So, the when and where. Where, again, you know, and it sounds like I'm repeating myself like crazy, pero, back south, that doesn't matter, dude. You can be anywhere. You know, en un funeral. You know, in the hospital. Y luego in the hospital, I love it because they tell you everything, you know? That's just our culture. Ay, que fuiste al hospital? Ay, sí, me sentía mal. Y pues fíjate que no me salía, you know.
Yeah,
no,
they
no.
start telling you their life.
Everything.
It's just a thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Y aquí no. Aquí es like, yeah, and again, even with our culture. Fuiste al hospital? Sí. Se muere la conversation. That's it, you know?
Well, people don't want you to know their business.
Yo, man, that's something that we picked up here. You know, that's something that we picked up here.
Yeah. Because Hispanic families, everybody knows everything about everybody.
La neta.
Mm-hmm.
La neta.
And here it's all about privacy. So if like, for example, if I go to the store in our town where everything is Hispanic.
No lo más Hispanic. Encima de eso, Hispanic and Mexican.
All of the, everything labeled on there is in Spanish. You know, the ads are in Spanish.
El Jack. In Spanish.
Yes.
Todo.
Everything. Then I am a little nicer. I am a little more aware of who's around me and saying hi. If the lady's picking lemons the same time I'm picking lemons, we're having a full-on conversation about our day. You know, because that's just how ladies are.
But if you go to Target?
No.
No? The inner white girl comes in?
No, it's just because I don't, it's not expected. I can get away with it.
Target is more fancy.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In our area, for you guys.
See, no, Target for us here in our town, Target is Target, right?
The bee's knees.
No, sí, sí. Es gran cosa.
But you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Walmart todavía, like, hay raza, you know?
There's a whole Hispanic section if you haven't.
There is. And if you're in that aisle and you run into someone,
sí.
you have gotta say hello.
Yeah, so if you're in Walmart and if you're in the grocery section, if you are in the tire section, auto section, todo eso vale, right? But as soon as you are in like the electronics, then you know it's situational. Yeah. Right?
Situational.
It depends qué parte de la Walmart estamos, you know? Porque hay partes de la Walmart más razas que otra, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Well, I guess that settles it then, you know? You pick and choose, you know? No matter how much our parents, porque a mí me pegaban brutalmente para que saludara a la gente.
Okay, tell us a story because I don't think...
Dude, my mom, it was super strict. Like, my mom, si yo era un grosero, it was like, you know, like, it was me doing cocaine, you know? It was just as bad by my mom. So she could not have that. Especially because we were like in a small town in Mex, you know? Mm-hmm. Un pueblo, you know, and that's it. Todos se conocían. So at least that's how I... Así lo percibía.
Pero
yo.
Like te daba un zape.
Sí, un zape, una chanclada y que... Hey!
Like, ¿sí te daba una chanclada?
O sea, si literalmente se agachaba... A veces no tenía chanclas, a veces tenía un zapato, you know? Like... Pero me pegaba, pues. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. ¿Qué tan duro? No me acuerdo. Ahora, no me acuerdo porque tal vez me pegó tan duro que se me borró la memoria. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember. Why I don't remember? It could be because I was 3 years old or it could be because I had a concussion somewhere along the way.
No.
Only God knows. You know? Only God knows at this point.
I love your mom.
Ay, adiós. Que está viendo todo. You know what I mean? But now that we're here, hey, the conclusion to this whole point is that how situational, and I'll always hear my inner madre diciendo, salúdalo. But now, before I do, I'll measure the circumstance.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you though.
What?
I was nunca me pegaron, right?
Nunca. ¿Te faltó?
Sí.
Okay.
Pero the whole buenos días. You know, saludar was, you know, like a tug, like an elbow, you know, like a hey, chamaca, you know, like it wasn't that severe.
But
for my mom, And for me now, and I can't stand it when people don't say, when people respond, what?
Oh my God, see.
That for my mom was a little bit more severe.
That's a trigger, yo.
Because as we've learned recently, we say mande for everything.
Mande.
I say mande for everything. And I don't like it when I call on someone and they say, what?
Uh-huh.
But mande is not an American thing. So I have to remember, like, the kids, you know, like, they're being raised a little more American. So it's like, if I call on them and they say, what, Tia? I'm like, ugh, you know? You don't. Mm-mm.
But even for Americans, what is like a little too informal.
It?
Yeah. Like, you know.
I don't know.
Especially with the tone, como lo digan, you know.
Oh, if it's well, like, yeah. The tone.
What? Has to excuse me? Yeah. You know, like it should be more of like a.
For my mom, it was like you either respond mande or you don't respond at all and you come. Do you know what I'm saying?
See. So that was a bigger emphasis than just simply saying hi.
Yeah.
The respect thing, right? You know, pero hablando de eso, you know, another thing that I cannot stand. Is de que ahora, even la raza, even the Hispanics, man, like, they have this super shy kid. And I'm like, hola, buenos días. Y el chamaco se esconde entre las patas como que ya ni puede. And the parents are just like, ay, tiene vergüenza. Qué lindo, el ángel. And I'm just like, no, man. Smack that kid. Como pegas esto a mí,
no,
madre.
No, pues ya no les pegan igual.
No, pues que les peguen.
No.
Porque nomás tuve que sufrir yo. Yo, man. Ok, pues, si no le tienes que pegar, no le pegues, pero educa al chamaco.
Pues sí.
I don't know, from my point of view, it seems disrespectful.
I've heard parents say, like, te está hablando, contéstale.
At least, right? That's the authority of the parent saying, hey, man, you got to respond. This is how people respond to each other. Respectful people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the only time I remember my mom's dad... I called him tú.
Dude. Tú?
Mm-hmm.
Did you die?
You know, he wasn't... The My mom and my dad never gave him, like, your mom and your dad gave your grandparents the authority to, like, correct us in a way. But he just... And my sisters can totally picture this. Like, he would just stare and he had this, like... Emilio Carvajal, you know? He had this, like, arched, ¿cómo se dice? Ceja.
Uh-huh.
And he would just, like, lift his ceja and be like, usted.
And that's it.
And that was the one time I remember yo ever metiendo las patas with that. Yeah, I forgot my place.
You never done it again.
No.
Yo, man, es que ya con eso. No. Con eso te regañó.
Yes. And since he had never, you know, it's grandpa. He had never done that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it was just because I would always call him usted and that day I forgot or he had never really like picked it up, but he was like, usted.
Yo, you don't mess with grandpa or grandma, man. Si tu nana y tu tata te dicen algo, that's it. You know? Oh. Well, that's sweet. That's a sweet story. I like that story.
Yeah.
It's so cute que lo más una vez te dijo eso.
Yeah, I remember it. Though I was like 10 or something.
Oh, shout out to your tata. Well, I think that pretty much covers it for today's episode. What else do you want to talk about?
Oh, he wasn't tata. He was abuelito.
Abuelito.
Tata is my dad's dad.
I don't call my tata abuelito, actually. I don't call him tata. I don't call him abuelo.
Yeah, you're the only one that probably doesn't.
Papi Beto.
Yeah.
You know?
But my mom's... Parents, well, my mom's mom died before I was born, but we never had like an abuelita. We just had an abuelito, and then my dad's parents were Nana and Tata.
And I have,
I guess that was how we would distinguish them because they had a very similar name.
Yeah, and it's funny because like my grandma, you know, it was never abuela o abuelita. It was Nana, but I actually had two grandmas. My Nana from my mom's side, but since her name was Maria, I didn't want to confuse her with my other Nana from my dad's side. So my Nana from my dad's side was Nana Maria.
Yeah.
Which makes perfect sense, right?
Of course. Yeah. Of course you would be the one kid that ended up with two Maria Nanas.
Of course. You know? And that's probably like, you know, like 2/3 of our population de los Hispanos, you know? All of our grandmas were probably named Maria.
How many years have we been married? I never connected that.
Dude, my
they're both
they're both named Maria, you know? So para identificar a una.
But I never called, you know? I never called your, I always called her abuela because all the kids call her abuela.
Oh, los gringos. That's my gringo.
And it's not even abuela, guys. That's my gringo. Abuela.
That's my gringo nephews, you know? Yeah. They'd be like, la abuela.
I would
know?
Always say, hi, abuela. La abuela. La abuela.
That's the nickname that kind of stuck later, pero like, yo.
But growing, you called, that's true. You didn't, yeah, you didn't call her that. You called her nana.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, so then your dad.
Because when I was like, I remember when I was a kid, like, I'd be like, oh, ¿cómo está mi nana? You know? And yeah. I remember I was talking to my grandpa, to Papi Beto, y le pregunté, hey, Papi Beto. And he's like, ¿qué pasó? ¿Usted quiere mucho a mi nana, verdad? I was talking about my mom's...
Mom.
My mom's mom.
Oh.
And he's like...
Not his wife.
Not his wife.
The other one.
You know? And he's like, sí, sí, yo la quiero mucho. ¿Y usted sabe cómo se llama mi nana? Pues sí, se llama María. He was telling me his wife. And I was like, and I was thinking, okay, he knows my mom's name. That's great. ¿Y cuánto la quiere? Oh, yo la quiero mucho. ¿Y por qué no se casa con ella? And that's when he was thinking, what the hell is this kid talking about? Mm-hmm. And, ¿de quién hablas, mijo? Pues de mi nana. ¿De mi esposa? No, de mi nana. My mom's mom.
Duh.
No. So from that point on, it was very clear that I can't just refer to someone as my nana because there's a difference or there's a confusion.
Yeah.
So I kind of let the whole family know my mom's mom is Nana and on my dad's side, Nana Maria, even though they're both named Maria.
Well, yeah, but they can't have the same.
They can't.
No, it's just confusing.
Y las dos me decían buenos días. Once again, thank you for listening. If you can relate to any of this, whether it's las chancladas, the PTSD, and regardless of what culture you come from, we would love to know about it and read about it. So please give us a comment on our website, the5050.com, and that is THE-50FIFTY. When you're on the website, be free to check out our blogs and our different social media accounts to reach out to us. Once again, thank you.